The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. As we commemorate today Saint Mary of Egypt, at first I would like to recognize a saint born in Damascus and then was enthroned as the Patriarch of Jerusalem under the name of Sophronius. In spite of his engagements and demanding schedule, Saint Sophronius dedicated his time to write the life story of Saint Mary of Egypt because he was afraid to hide the works of God by silence. Although he was engaged in fighting the heresies of his time, such as those who confuse the two wills and two energies of Christ, and busy in dealing with the devastating incursions of the Persians and a two-year siege of Jerusalem by the Arab Muslims, who reached its end with a peace accord with Umar ibn al-Khattab. Sophronius gave a great consideration to the life of Mary of Egypt. Why a great man like Sophronius was interested in writing about a sinful woman while the whole flock was under his care in such difficult time? She herself said to the priest Sozimus, who met her in the wilderness, "Why do you wish, Abba Sozimus, to see a sinful woman? What do you wish to hear or learn from me, you who have not shrunk from such great struggles?" Brethren, it is the will of God that inspired that great patriarch to make her life known to all churches throughout history and to us today who live in a very crucial time. This inspiration was addressed by Abba Sozimus, who talked to Mary saying, if it were not the will of God that you and your life would be known, he would not have allowed me to see you and would not have strengthened me to undertake this journey, one like me who never before dared to leave his cell. As he went to Egypt, Sophronius was deeply impressed by the amazing life story of this woman. Remembering the destiny that faced the servant who had his God-given talent in the earth, he was bound to pass on the holy account of Mary that reached him. This life story, as written by Sophronius, is a spiritual masterpiece that moves your whole being and shakes your body and soul. This most amazing story, which has taken place in the desert of Jordan, might be able to change your life and convert your heart to Christ. Giving testimony to her life, Abba Sozimus, with tears, said to her, "O Mother, filled with the Spirit by your mode of life, it is evident that you live with God and have died to the world. The grace granted to you is apparent, for you have called me by name and recognized that I am a priest, though you have never seen me before. Grace is recognized not by one's orders, but by gifts of the Spirit. So give me your blessing for God's sake, for I need your prayers." The beauty of this life does not lie in being just a great literary masterpiece, but also in being a real history of Mary, who preserved the image of God with care in her struggle for 48 years in the desert. It is mainly the beauty of restoring the splendor of the image of God through the ascetic life. He establishes in her soul the God-given icon of godliness, extreme humility, through a serious process of purification. She said to the priest Zosimus, "Why do thoughts confuse you, Abba, and tempt you about me, as if I were a spirit? Know, O Holy Father, that I am only a sinful woman, though I am guarded by holy baptism. I am no spirit, but earth and ashes and flesh alone." Mary of Egypt is the female figure of Saint John the Baptist, who is the seal of all the prophets. In fact, she lived in the same dwelling place of John the Baptist. After her conversion, she received her first communion in the temple of the forerunner before crossing the streams of Jordan with eagerness. While John the Baptist was baptizing people in the baptism of repentance, Mary was baptized in the streams of her tears. With the stream of Mary's tears, she watered the wilderness, bringing forth for us the fruits of repentance. As John the Baptist prepared the souls of believers to be pure, Mary purified her soul, casting away the weakness of her nature. If the heavenly life and the glorious humility of Saint John are demonstrated in his way of living, that is, in his food and in his dress, so the heavenly life of Mary is demonstrated by living for many years in the desert with scarce food and nakedness. She had 2.5 loaves when she crossed the Jordan. Soon they dried up and became hard as rock. Eating a little, she gradually finished them after 2 years. She said to Abba Zosimus, "Believe me, Abba, 17 years I passed in this desert, fighting with beasts, mad desires and passions. When I was about to partake of food, I used to begin to regret the meat and fish of which I had so much in Egypt. I regretted also not having wine, which I have loved so much, for I drank a lot of wine when I lived in the society. While here I had not even water. I used to burn and succumb with thirst." After finishing the loaves she had, she lived on herbs and all that can be found in the desert. The clothes she had when she crossed the Jordan became torn and worn out. Mentioning the nakedness of Mary, Sophronius said, "Her skin became dark, as if burned up by the heat of the sun. The hair on its head was white as a fleece, and not long, falling just below its neck." She said to Abba Zosimus, "Forgive me for God's sake, for I cannot turn towards you and show you my face, for I am a woman and naked, as you see, with the uncovered shame of my body. But if you would like to fulfill one wish of a sinful woman, throw me your cloak so that I can cover my body and turn to you and ask of your blessing. If John the Baptist was the preacher of repentance, Mary became a role model of repentance. She was ashamed to recall how she gave herself up to sensuality, regarding every kind of abuse of nature as life. She had entangled in her net so many souls. But when she trod the doorstep of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, she was stopped by some force which prevented her from entering. She said, "The word of salvation touched the eyes of my heart and revealed to me that it was my unclean life bared the entrance to me. I began to weep and lament and beat my breast and to sigh from the depths of my heart. And so I stood weeping when I saw above the icon of the Most Holy Mother of God." Brethren, as you enter the chapel of the Cloud of Witnesses and venerate the icon of Saint Mary of Egypt, be aware that God is within the church, within the sacraments, within the priesthood, and within you. By your awareness of God's presence and by your spiritual struggle, you will tame the savagery of the passions and control the rebelliousness of the flesh. Remember that through repentance, Mary became the bride of Christ. Behold, Mary was in prostitution and she was numbered among the saints. But behold, Eve was in paradise and she was deceived. Mary said to the priest, "Abba Sozimus, it is you who must give blessing and pray. You are dignified by the order of the priesthood. For many years you have been standing before the holy altar and offering sacrifice of the divine mysteries." Brethren in Christ, tremble when you approach the chalice and you want to take communion. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God and to receive Christ in your body. After 48 years in the desert and in the wilderness without receiving communion, God sent her, Abba Sozimus, to give her communion on the very night of our Lord's Passion. And she fell asleep in the Lord after having partaken of the divine mysteries. As we prepare ourselves to enter into the Holy Week and into the passions of Christ, let us seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Seek God out like Mary, who did battle against impurity so that she was sanctified. Mary sought God out and God gave her great mysteries. Having partaken of the holy mysteries by Father Sozimus, she raised her hands to heaven and sighed with tears in her eyes, exclaiming, "Now let thy servant depart in peace, O Lord, according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.